When I was a kid, the best part of Christmas, the second best part after, Santa brought all the presents, my favorite thing was Christmas lights. I love seeing houses, normally so ordinary, become transformed into twinkling bits of magic that appears out of the darkness. Unfortunately, my husband has to deal with my love of light still because I'm always bugging him for weeks to get the lights up on the house, and I leave them on longer than anybody else in the neighborhood. He's like, can we turn off the lights? It's January 15th. No. I love how each house, how houses sort of seem all plain and ordinary and maybe the same, but they get transformed when they're decorated with little twinkling white lights that look like little fairy magic, or the rainbows of blues and greens and reds. There seems to be an enchantment within houses when they're decorated like that. Growing up, my own home was a second floor apartment in an old building, so we had no place, no front porch to decorate and welcome Christmas to the world. So what we did was we would take our Christmas tree and we just crammed as many strings of lights as we could onto that tree so it would just blaze with brilliance. And on Christmas Eve, after we visited my great-grandparents and saw those relatives we only saw once a year, and after we came to church and we sang Silent Night by candlelight, my parents would drive my sister and I around to look at all those twinkling lights, beacons of beauty in the darkness. At the beginning of all that there is, God spoke light into existence. Into the void and darkness, God said, "Let there be light." And it was so. Or as the author of John's Gospel retells the story of Genesis, retells Jesus' birth, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. And what has come into being through him is life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." I love the confident note of hope this verse sounds. On the one hand, it is a declaration of fact. Light is stronger than darkness. Any child who needs a small nightlight at night to battle the dark knows just how hopeful and powerful that small little beam is. And at the same time, John's words are also a promise. Even when it seems otherwise, and you just need to, scan the headlines, it can seem as if darkness has a hold of this world and is more powerful. And yet, light continues to shine, and the darkness has neither overcome it nor understood it. And this one verse that begins the whole of John's story of how God's light and life and hope broke into the world on that long ago Christmas day, this verse strikes me as accurately capturing the life of faith that we have. We live confident in the promise that light is stronger than darkness, love is stronger than hate, and life is stronger than death. We all carry within ourselves marks of darkness, wounds we've received at others' hands, worries that bend us double under their weight of fear. And yet we know that that these do not have the last word, that the light of God through Jesus will shine brightly, brighter than any darkness we feel inside us or out. This knowledge comes from the fullness of God who made our flesh sacred when God took on our form. God made our daily lives sacred by Jesus's years being fully human, by his presence among us. This is what John means when he writes, "And the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. And we have seen his glory as the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness, we have received grace upon grace." That simple fact that God refused to remain separate from all that it means to be human, all the mess and the pain and the darkness and the joys of being human. This is the mind-bending mystery we celebrate on Christmas Day. God became exactly as we are to proclaim the fact that darkness does not and will never have the last word. Frederick Buechner, a Presbyterian pastor and author, mingles the light and darkness and hope when he writes, "What keeps the wild hope of Christmas alive year after year in a world notorious for dashing all hopes is the haunting dream that the child who was born this day may yet again be born even in us in our snowbound, snowblind longing for him." This is why we remember Christ's birth each year, not for the hope of presents and gadgets, but for the hope of new life, a better life, a way to peace and love. But more than anything else, we remember that the hope and life of that birth, that what it promises is, it's just the beginning. Christmas reminds us of God's decision to become one of us, to take our lot in life that we might have hope. And we share, he shares our mortal life so that we can share in his eternal life. Christmas is meant not just to be a season or a day or a celebration. It's a promise. A promise that requires our participation every day of the year. God's dwelling in human flesh glorifies our flesh, glorifies every action we do. The birth of God proclaims that our lives matter. Our fleshy, messy lives matter to God. There's no worry too small that God is not eager to share it with us. No challenge so great that we will not encounter God already present there with us as we meet one another in brokenness and service. God's decision to come to us in a form we recognize empowers us to reach out to one another. And the truly powerful message that's bound in the Christmas story, the one that we can lose track of in the midst of heavenly choirs of angels and donkeys and terrified shepherds in their fields, the truly powerful message of Christmas is that when God enters human flesh, we all become God's beloved son, God's beloved daughter. Each and every one of us becomes God's child. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, says, "You are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God." And John, at the start of his gospel, says, "All that who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, and nothing can ever take that away from you. Through Jesus's birth, through your own baptism, you are forever cherished by God, forever marked with light and hope of Christ, forever named beloved of God. No matter what darkness lies in your past, no matter what darkness you may be fighting right now, you are known, loved, and chosen by God to be a child of the light. So open yourself on this Christmas morning to receive this gift from God, God dwelling in your very flesh. Be filled with the God who is only light, and know that you are beloved of God, God's beloved child. Merry Christmas.